Hey, this ain't a hard decision to make. It's Beyond the Gloves podcast.
Yes, sir. Y'all know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? It's your host with the most, Cedric Agnew. And this is the Beyond the Glove podcast. You know what I'm saying? Your host with the most. But y'all better stop playing with me, man. Bring me in, right?
He is the former WBC, USABC light heavyweight champion. The former USBA light heavyweight champion.
Final round.
And the former WBC Continental America's Light Heavyweight Champion.
Final round.
Your host, Cedric Agnew.
And drop a bomb for me. Yes, sir. Y'all know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? It's your host with the most, Cedric Agnew, and this is the Beyond the Glove podcast. We going to talk about it. I know y'all know what we're going to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Need I say more? Haney, Garcia, man, let's get into it. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to talk about the boringness undercard before we get into it. Scrappy, I ain't like how he fought. I'm going to just briefly breeze through this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all know what we here for. We here for the meat and fucking potatoes. You know what I'm saying? And for those vegans out there, we here for the cauliflower wings and asparagus. But let's get to it, man. Arnold Barboza, trash. Trash. You know what I'm saying? Arnold Barboza, man, look here, man. Arnold Barboza at 140, man, Arnold Barboza is like strictly trash. You know what I'm saying? I know when they was talking about him, you know what I'm saying? Like, at one point, I thought he'll be a good, a decent, I'm not going to say a good, I'm going to say a decent match for Regis. And honestly, he's still undefeated. You know what I'm saying? Even though, you know what I'm saying? Majority of people thought he lost last night, thought he lost on fight night, you know what I'm saying? 420. So did I, thought, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have him going into the fight. I don't think highly of Arnold Barboza. Not a fan of his fighting style. To me, he has no pop. You know what I'm saying? He's very straight up and down. Very, you know what I'm saying? Basic. He's like a, if I had to grade him, man, he's like a, goddamn it, maybe a C minus plus fighter. You know what I'm saying? C minus plus. Like a C minus level fighter. I was gonna give him a C plus fighter, but he's like a C minus level fighter, man. You know what I'm saying? He's not even a B level fighter, you know what I'm saying? Not even a strong C, like a C minus, man. Damn near a D, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't think highly of him at all. I thought he lost last night. But on to Scrappy. Scrappy fought on undercard as well. Scrappy, I just thought, in my opinion, he fought the wrong fight. I thought he was the faster guy, and I just thought he let the guy bully him, let him outwork him. You know, the guy was just too busy and too much for Scrappy. Scrappy should have made it, in my opinion. He should have made it. I know Scrappy, he's a very exciting fighter. I'm saying, but I feel like last night, 420, he should have made the fight very, very boring. He should have got his shots off, pop, pop, pop. You know what I'm saying? Either spin the guy or tie his ass up. As the guy come to you, as you spin him, hit him again and tie his ass up real quick. You know what I'm saying? Make the fight real boring. If you feel like you can't slow this man down, you have to mentally and physically slow him down. You know what I'm saying? With breaking his rhythm with clinches, breaking his rhythm with, you know what I'm saying, jabs, breaking his rhythm with footwork, breaking his rhythm with feints, you know what I'm saying? Feet faint, hand faints, you know what I'm saying? Head faints. You got to do everything to jam this guy up and make him, you know what I'm saying, think otherwise. And slow him down a bit, you know what I mean? But he didn't do that. And, he came up on the short end of the stick, you know what I'm saying? And that was that, man. So, man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to his opponent, though, you know what I mean? I know they said he's like the only guy in his country where he's from who's an active fighter. You know what I'm saying? He's the only active guy at that weight, needless to say. But y'all can hear how I'm rambling, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm basically trying to, you know what I'm saying, speedball past this shit, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all know I'm trying to get to the, you know what I'm saying, the good, you know what I'm saying, portion of this motherfucking podcast. I mean, what we all came here for, you know what I'm saying? Haney, Garcia, y'all want to know who I picked, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to keep it straight real with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to bullshit y'all on my pick on who I had going into the fight. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to break down everything, and I'm going to give y'all my honest opinion on where I think things should be going for Garcia and for Haney. I mean, but before we do it, y'all know we got to do it. You mean?
You are now listening to the Beyond the Gloves podcast. Subscribe now.
21, homie. She had what kind of cologne when I told
her. 2100. 2100.
Yes,
sir.
Chuck E. Cheese, she asked me why the north in the background. I told her that gold strip, that's 100 G. Your name in the nigga paperwork. Please stay the fuck away from me. She asked me what the 5 grand before. I told her lashes. My brother told me either spot a killer, cause they always laughing. How the fuck you nigga standing on business? You ain't got no business. How the fuck you nigga hollering trenches? You ain't front of
the richest, harder. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion that ever been. If no one can stop me, Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody.
Get him, Tyson.
I'm Sonny Liston.
Get him, Tyson.
There's no one like me.
Get him, Tyson.
There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat your children. Pray be the
are you saying now?
We might fall out, but don't link with ops, because I ain't doing no switch. She had my kind of clone on when I told 2100. I don't know how to pronounce that shit. I don't know.
2100.
2100.
She had my kind of clone on when I told 2100.
Not 100, nigga. 100.
2100. I don't know how to pronounce that shit. I
don't
know over 2100.
Drop a fucking bomb. Yes, sir.
Man, let's get to the fucking meat and potatoes, man. Garcia, Haney, need I say more?
And here are the totals. Judge Max DeLuca scores his contest even 112-112. Aaron Marlinsky, 114-110. Robin Taylor, 115-109. Your winner by majority decision, King Ryan Garcia.
And everyone said he was crazy. Crazy as a fox. We told you, expect the unexpected.
Yeah. Yes, sir, man. You know what I'm saying? Garcia versus Haney, man. Man, beautiful fucking fight, man. Beautiful fucking fight. Man, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying? Do I think Haney, you know what I'm saying, as I go through it, do I think Haney's trash? Do I think Haney was overhyped? Did I have Haney going into the fight? Yes, I had Haney going into the fight. I'm not going to lie. Do I need to eat crow? Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. Hold on. Where's my fucking crow? We going, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, I don't hold back. I give it to you straight how it is. And do I need to eat crow? I'm going to eat mine real quick.
And the crow anthem!
I got to sing that thing again.
You gotta look ready till you get it.
Elucidate.
Reiterate.
And syncopate.
You can't win.
Everybody else out there who picked Haney as well, you know what I'm saying? This is for y'all too. Go ahead.
People keep saying things are gonna change, but they look just like they're staying the same. You get in. We over your head, and you only got yourself to blame. You can win, child.
You can't win, child.
You can't be given. You can't get out of the game. You can win.
Yes, sir. I mean, I'm going in. eat that crow real quick, man. You know what I mean? Strictly why I had Haney going into the fight, in my opinion, I felt that Haney was, and I still feel like that, Haney's the better technician. He's the better boxer. Yes, Ryan has speed and Ryan has power. You know what I'm saying? That hook that he have, and also his right hand too, because people underestimate his right hand, but that hook mostly, it's very lethal. You know what I'm saying? And I felt if Ryan would have went out there, not Ryan, my bad, if Haney would have went out there and fight a very technical fight, but make it very boring, because Ryan going to come at you. Ryan going to try to make the fight very exciting. You know what I'm saying? And Ryan have to, he have to come at you in order to get his shots off. You know what I'm saying? So if he's, as he's coming at you, you continue to box, clinch him, tie him up, you know what I'm saying? Make the fight very boring, you know what I'm saying? Now, Haney's never been a fighter thus far who has been, he doesn't have, in most people's opinion, he doesn't have a friend favorite style. He's boring. It's what the naysayers and everybody else say. He's boring because he don't have that knockout power. We don't have that. He don't have that pop. He don't have that punch. You know what I'm saying? And to me, I don't mind somebody who I don't always go for the puncher. You know what I'm saying? I go for boxers as well. I go for people who have a decent IQ in this sport, because this sport is not always about who can hit the hardest. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it's great to have that what we call the equalizer, which is that power, which is something that Tyson held, something that Javante has, you know what I'm saying? Something that Arthur Beterbiev have, Deontay Wilder, you know what I'm saying? Those are your punchers, you know what I'm saying? That's something that they have, which is that equalizer. You can lose an old fight, you know what I'm saying? But you got that, what we call a puncher's chance. And it's going to get you out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we need to get out of trouble. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man. So I went into the fight picking Haney. You know what I'm saying? But I said what he has to do, he has to stay disciplined for 12 rounds. Not just 12 rounds, for 3 minutes. The whole 3 minutes. 12 rounds straight. He has to stay disciplined. He can't fall into He can't play into the crowd, let the crowd get in his ear with booing. He can't play into Ryan with you know what I'm saying, with the antics and everything. He has to stay disciplined. He has to stay focused, and he can get through this fight and come out with the victory. But he also, in my opinion, I felt he also has to make it a very boring fight. And round one, he was trying to do it. Round two, he came back out and readjusted. I thought, you know what I'm saying, he'll pick it back up and started doing it. But round one, Ryan came out, you know what I'm saying, swinging, let him know, like, motherfucker, you want to fight, and caught him with that hook, you know what I'm saying? And Devin did the right thing. He held on to him, and you know what I'm saying, got his bearings back right, you know what I mean? And when he got his bearings back right, he went back to boxing. He went back to making it boring. What I thought Devin fucked up at is, Devin made it fucked up. And what I started seeing it go wrong from that point is when Devin, I don't know if he felt like he couldn't match him for speed. Now, his thing, he shouldn't have been trying to match him for speed, but because Ryan is the faster guy. But I felt it started to go wrong when he started to press for it. He started to have Devin on his, he started to have Ryan on his back foot. Now, why are you pressing somebody, which is stupid, you know what I'm saying? It's like boxing 101, man, you know what I'm saying? Why are you pressing somebody? Why are you walking somebody down? Because that's what you start to do. You start to walk them down. Why are you walking somebody down who's a fucking puncher? You can't punch. Like, you are not a puncher. And yes, you know what I'm saying? People were saying, man, you was at 35. You was weight draining yourself. Now you're at 40. Now you got your real power behind you. But No. You're still not a puncher, man. Like, you're not a puncher. You know what I'm saying? You're not a puncher. You know what I'm saying? If you was a true punch, I'm not gonna lie, you would have did more damage to Regis. But you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, because Regis is somebody who I had going into the fight with, you know, with Devin. But you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not a puncher. You are not that. You're not like that. You're a boxer, man. Stay to it. Stick to, you know what I'm saying, the true you. Stick to that. You never seen Tyson in there trying to box motherfuckers, man. Tyson went in there and did what he do best. Just walk down motherfuckers, man. Get motherfuckers up out of there. You never saw Lennox Lewis going to a high guard and going to a bob of weave walking you down. No, man. Lennox Lewis was a fucking boxer, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he did best. That's what he was great at. And you never saw Ali fighting the style of a short guy. No. So if that's what you have that's working for you, don't give it up to playing to the fucking crowd, man. So I feel like Ryan got in his head, you know what I'm saying, and got the man out of his game, you know what I'm saying? And which wasn't bad for Devin. But like I said, I'm going back to do I look at Devin, you know what I'm saying, because I got to get this off my chest. Do I look at Devin as he was like overhyped or what some might call it, a hype job? No. No, he was definitely not a hype job. Do I look at him as he was overrated? No, he wasn't overrated. It was just his father talking big shit up on him, which is all fathers should talk big shit up on his son. This is your son, man. This is your seed. You know what I'm saying? So, no, was Bill Haney doing a little bit too much? Man, look, Bill was being Bill. You know what I'm saying? Bill was being Bill, man. Was Haney not the goods? No, he's still the goods, man. He just went through some adversity. And I felt like he didn't go into this fighting this fight. You know what I'm saying? He probably let Ryan get in his head, and you know what I'm saying, like, he got away from his game. And when he got hit, he didn't, you know what I'm saying, he didn't take well to that speed or to that power. But, you know what I'm saying, no, Ryan is definitely that dude. You know what I'm saying? Because if you look at it, man, like, Ryan only loss is to somebody who is arguably one of the best in boxing, which is Tank Davis. That's his Ryan only loss is to Tank. You know what I'm saying? Only loss is to Tank. And people like Mario Barrios, who lost to Tank. What he went on to do? Capture titles, you know what I'm saying? Beat Ugas, you know what I'm saying? So that Tank loss is really, it's looking real good. Who else? Isak Cruz went on to become WBA world champion at a bigger weight class. That Tank loss is looking real good, you know what I'm saying? So with Devin only losing to Ryan, you know what I'm saying? Ryan only lost to Tank, man. And this is not, I'm not trying to build that triangle theory here, you know what I'm saying? Like, this man could beat this man since he beat him. No. You know what I'm saying? Because just because, now I'm not putting it like this, but I'm going to put it out there. Just because Ryan beat Devin doesn't mean that Tank can beat Devin. Styles make fights. I'm going to break that down in a minute, but styles make fights, man. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, this is how I look at it. Devin is not trash. Most people will say he's trash. He's over. He's done. He's through now. No. We're not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to throw our fighters away, man. You know what I'm saying? That man got in that fight. He fought a tough fight. You know what I'm saying? And Ryan Garcia at the end of the day just showed motherfuckers that
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
You hear me? And that's what he did, man. But at the end of the day, I look at it like this. Some people think Teofimo Lopez is a beast as well at 140. Okay? Some people think that Lomachenko is ducked by many fighters. Now, look at it like this. Now, I'm not trying to build a triangle theory here, nothing like that. But how did Devin become undisputed at 35? Pause. I'll wait. Let some of the, you know, boxing fans out there answer that. I'll pause. Hold up. Y'all know, Devin Haney became undisputed because he beat Kambosos. Now, how did Kambosos become undisputed? I'll wait. He beat Teofimo. Now, how did Teofimo become undisputed? I'll wait. He beat the person that some will say is was at once one of the pound for pound best, which was Lomachenko. So Devin became undisputed because he beat the man that beat the man that beat the man. So you have to give it to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he earned it. If he earned it the easy way or the hard way, he still earned it. Did he capture all the titles? Was it, in my opinion, was it like a gimme? Yes, because you beat, in my opinion, he beat the weakest person at 35. It just so happened that the titles didn't fall into Kambosos' hand. You know what I'm saying? He took them because he took them from Teofimo. You know what I'm saying? So he took the titles. But he took them from a Teofimo that was, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know how Teofimo is, man. Sometimes he's good, sometimes he's bad, sometimes he, yeah, who knows, man. But Devin became undisputed by doing the work. That's what he did. You know what I'm saying? He did the work at the end of the day. Now, back to my triangle theory here, the thing that, you know what I'm saying, like, just because he beat him mean he can beat him and he can beat him. You know what I'm saying? Just because Tank beat Ryan and Ryan beat Devin doesn't mean that Tank can beat fucking Devin as well. Now, Devin need to go back to the drawing board and they need to work on some things. I feel like if they bring, which Devin have, but I feel like he need to continue to bring other people into his camp to, you know what I'm saying, to sharpen up his tools and his toolbox. Don't try to build yourself to be a puncher because you're not that. Just continue to stay disciplined and build up on your game as a boxer and stick to that, man. That's you. You're a boxer, man. You know what I'm saying? Whether you make money, whether you sell, make your biggest fights fighting people who do sell and you just destroy their ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like when one of my all-time greats used to fight Roy Jones Jr. My father used to always tell me, because my father never liked Roy, but I idolized Roy growing up, you know what I'm saying? Because he was flashy, you know what I'm saying? And he just had this fan favorite style that I love. You know what I mean? My father used to tell me, and he a bum. He ain't fighting nobody. No, man. He fighting motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? he just make them look like nobody. You know what I'm saying? He make your best look like trash. 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 That's what he make your best look like. You know what I mean? And like I said, man. So don't take it as me saying that since Tank beat Ryan, Ryan beat Devin, that Tank can beat Ryan as well. No, you know what I'm saying? Just I feel like Devin need to go back to the drawing board and just see where he dropped the ball at, man. See where he started being baited into a fight that he was not going to win. You know what I'm saying? But back to, you know what I'm saying, like I said, back to the triangle with everything while I keep doing, you know, getting thrown off. But for those of you boxing fans, fanatics out there, historians, you know what I'm saying? Because I watched this fight when it happened. But for those of you who know Sugar Shane Mosley, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know. Okay? Now, I'm going to dig even deeper there in the bag. For those of you who know Ricardo Mayorga, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going deep in the bag because I'm trying to show y'all something real quick. Now, at one point in time, Sugar Shane Mosley was a beast. I believe at the time when he fought, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but if I'm not mistaken, if I can remember this right, you know what I'm saying? Using my boxing brain now, Sugar Shane Mosley fought a fighter that only the real fans and the real historians that know when he fought Vernon Forrest, Vernon the Viper Forrest, I believe. He's no longer with us, you know what I'm saying? So bow our heads for that one real quick. So he was a great, I mean, definitely a great man. And definitely if he would have lived on this, more people in his boxing world would have came to realize how much of a threat he was at, I believe it was 147. Okay, so back to it. When Sugar Shane Mosley fought Vernon Forrest, Sugar Shane Mosley was a threat at that weight class, man. Nobody wanted to fight him because he was running through everybody. You know what I'm saying? I believe he was undefeated. Now, he fight Vernon Forrest. Vernon Forrest is somebody that, it was on HBO, was somebody that Mosley was supposed to beat Buzz. But the thing is, most people, Vernon Forrest, he was an unknown. You know what I'm saying? But he went in there and put on a fucking boxing clinic and beat the fuck. When I say the fuck, man, y'all got to go back and watch that. YouTube it. You'll see it. Vernon Forrest versus Sugar Shane Mosley. They fought twice, I believe, too. And he did it both times. But Vernon Forrest fought Mosley and beat the brakes off that man. You know what I mean? Like, beat the man. I think his father probably even stopped the fight. Like, God damn, nigga, I'm not going to watch my son get his ass whooped like that. You know what I mean? So, beat that man, right? Turn around after he beat Mosley, turn around and fight Ricardo Mauriger. You know what I'm saying? Which was this crazy ass, off the wall ass, unpredictable ass Nicaraguan. You know what I'm saying? Those of you who know, y'all know Mauriger. You know what I'm saying? Fought him. Mauriger got Vernon Forrest the fuck up out of there. You know what I mean? Man, beat that man from pillar to post. But Mauriger was supposed to be somebody that Vernon Forrest washed. Vernon Forrest was supposed to walk through that man after what we just seen him do to Mosley. You know what I'm saying? Ricardo Mauriger got him up out of there. Right? And then Mosley went on to fight Ricardo Mauriger, right? We think Ricardo Mauriger going to get Mosley up out of there? No, Mosley beat the brakes off that man. So just because this man beat that man doesn't mean that man can beat that man. So just because, like I said, goes back to, you know what I'm saying, Tank beating Ryan doesn't mean that Ryan can beat and Ryan beat Devin. Doesn't mean that Tank can beat Devin as well. That doesn't mean that. I mean, boxing is crazy, man, because I'm saying it's a lot of eases and a lot of ups and downs and a lot of ifies in this sport, man. It's the theater of the unexpected, the theater of the unknown. You don't know what's going to happen on any given night, because ain't no boxing fan in the world ever saw. We didn't think that Fury and go in there with Ngannou and Ngannou would do what he did. Nah, it's the theater of the unexpected. We don't know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Don't know what's gonna happen. And those of you who watch boxing, most people didn't think what was gonna happen on 420 would have happened on 420. So I'm saying, needless to say, it happened, man. It happened. It's boxing. Get up, man. Dust your boots off, you know what I mean, and get your ass back out there. Cause Haney, you are one of the greats. You are good. You know what I'm saying? You are good. You will go down in history, you know what I'm saying? As long as you keep, you know what I'm saying, solidifying your legacy, you will, man. You still young, man. He was one of the young champions. Now you gotta understand that Tank is what, 30 now? Haney is what, like 24, 25, man. He's still young. You know what I'm saying? He's young, man. He's young. You know what I'm saying? So don't beat yourself up, champ. You know what I mean? Get back out there and you're going to continue to do great things, because you can continue to be great. You know what I'm saying? F40. He still got the title because the title was not on the line, because Garcia did not make weight. Came in 3 pounds over, which is, in my opinion, and to all boxers who fought for titles and, you know what I'm saying, who did their thing, man. It's very, 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 very unprofessional, man. You know what I mean? So Haney should not complain about him coming in 3 pounds, 3.5 pounds overweight. I mean, because I mean, at the end of the day, if you didn't want the fight to happen, the fight didn't have to happen. You could have said, fuck no, I'm not fighting this man. He's 3 pounds overweight. I did the work. You know what I'm saying? Look, this fight was contracted to be fought at this weight, not a pound over. You know what I'm saying? And he did abide to that. So it's either I take this money and keep my mouth closed about it, or I say, no, I'm not fighting this man. But you go on to fight the man, and you know what I'm saying? You fight him with no excuses, man. Just the better man won. I didn't stick to what I stick to, and I got outmaneuvered, outboxed. He outthought me, and just my game plan just came up you know, short tonight. You know what I mean? That's all, man. Go back, like I said, dust your boots off and get back to it. With Ryan, I would love to see Ryan in the Haney, and not the Haney. I would love to see Ryan in a Javonte rematch, but we know that's not gonna happen. You know what I'm saying, because Haney, Tank put that man in all kind of rehydration clauses and all type of shit. You know what I'm saying, because he's the bigger name, and you know what I'm saying, those are tricks that motherfuckers play when you the A side. You know what I'm saying? They play all type of stupid ass games on your ass, you know what I'm saying? Put your ass in all kind of, you know what I'm saying, binders and tricks and foes and bows. You know what I'm saying? You be like, God damn, how the fuck I get here? Yeah, you there. You know what I'm saying? Now you just gotta fight through the shit that you're gonna go through when you're in there. But we all know that Tank ain't going up to 40 to fight nobody. You know what I'm saying? We gonna see what he do at 35 against arguably somebody who a style he haven't faced since he been in boxing, you know what I'm saying? Since we have gotten to know him, which is who was the man named Frank Martin, you know what I'm saying, which is a boxer. So we're gonna see how he do against a black fighter who's a boxer, man, who's not gonna just come to him and fight him like a Mexican. I mean, we're gonna see how he do though, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we all know that Tank is the goods until somebody prove us that he's not. And we ain't gonna say he's not the goods, because Devin is still the goods, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't do what he did and not be the goods. He beat Regis. People say Regis was a bum reason. No, man. Look, Regis was a 2-time motherfucking lightweight champion. You know what I'm saying? Not super lightweight champion. You know what I'm saying? So we're not gonna say Regis was bum. That motherfucker held the WBC title. And he also held a WBA title. So we're not going to say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Regis beat people. You know what I'm saying? He beat some people that some might say was dogs, was monsters, was, you know what I'm saying? What, those people. You know what I'm saying? He beat them. So he also beat the man who beat the man. You know what I mean? Like, so that's not going to throw an all fighters away, man, because that's the only way to keep getting these big fights made. You can't say after a fighter lose, he's trash, he's this. And most people who say stupid shit like that, man, are people who fucking never boxed before, or motherfuckers who never been fucking punched in the face, man. Boxers, they go out there and put their life on the line, man, for your fucking entertainment, for your amusement, you know what I'm saying? Just because they challenge people to be the best, you know what I'm saying? Like, as we know it, you know what I'm saying? Canelo, He's at this point right now where we at, you know what I'm saying? Especially how he demands so much, you know what I'm saying? He gets it, but he's the face of boxing right now, not Javonte, you know what I'm saying? Because his guarantees is not at where Canelo guarantees are at, you know what I'm saying? And Canelo will go down once he put the gloves down. He will go down as a first ballot Hall of Famer. But let's not make it, you know what I'm saying, let's not get it misunderstood. When Canelo took that loss to Floyd, you know what I'm saying? People was probably saying all kind of shit. Now look at him, you know what I'm saying? Fast forward, he's the face of boxing right now. He's definitely the face of boxing. And on top of him being the face of boxing, he not only took a loss to Floyd, he took a loss to Bivol. But he is a man who was, I'm saying, some people might call it a cherry pick going wrong when he picked Bivol, but I knew he was going to lose against Bivol. But my thing was, I can see what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? He's daring to be great. This is a man who fought at 40, then 47, then 52, then 60. You know what I'm saying? 40. Count with me. 40, 47, 52, 60. 68, 75. That's 6 fucking weight class this man fought at and did damage at all of them. You should never call Canelo trash, washed up, B-level, C-level. You call him an A-level fighter, man. Nothing less. You know what I'm saying? He's that. He's definitely the goods. You know what I'm saying? He fought the people. He beat the man that beat the man, and he keep beating man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely picking him against Jaime Munguia. So yeah. But back to Haney Garcia, man. It was a good night of fights, you know what I'm saying? I paid for the fight. You know what I'm saying? Man, me and some of the boxers, you know what I'm saying, who I helped train, man, they enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? Light work. Don't hold your head, my boy. You know what I'm saying? Man, this boxing, man. It's like I said, it's the theater of the unexpected. Anything can happen, man. It's just that Haney got away from the game plan, and instead of using those angles and quick feet like we know he have, he didn't use it, man. And are we going to say Garcia was bigger? Nah, man, we ain't finna do that weight bullying shit. Say such and such was bigger. He was this, that, he was that. Nah, because shit, if we really being honest, when Haney fought Regis and Hayden came in there on fighting that way and what about 160, 163, you know what I'm saying? We know he was physically bigger than Regis, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Let's not go there. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, like I said, if he wasn't okay with the weight, he shouldn't have fought. So no excuses. Just the better man won, you know what I'm saying? People thought Ryan was crazy. I was like, when he was doing all that crazy shit, I didn't think he was crazy. I just felt that he was trying to do all this shit to get into Haney's. He was trying to do all this shit to get into Haney's head. You know what I'm saying? Like that what Tyson did to his opponents. He did all kind of crazy shit to get in the head. I'm gonna eat your children, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna fuck you until you love me, no homo. You know what I'm saying? That nigga was very homo with that shit. No diddy. You dig? He was saying all this kind of off the wall type shit, you know what I'm saying? But he was doing this like intimidation thing, you know what I'm saying? But Ryan did the same thing, you know what I'm saying? People thought he was unstable, you know what I'm saying? People thought a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? But I just thought, man, he's just doing weird shit. But I was hoping that Devin don't lose focus. He don't play into the antics of that shit. And he just, you know what I'm saying, come out there and do what we know him to do. But he didn't, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, the better man won, because boxing is not always about skills. It's also about, you know what I'm saying, thinking, you know what I'm saying? And it's about your team as well. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have the right corner man in your corner, giving you the right instructions. Did I feel that Bill was giving him the right instructions? No, not at all. I felt that, you know what I'm saying, like, don't tell this man to take it to him. If you know, you know your son better than all of us do, Bill. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of us, you know what I'm saying? If you know him for a fact, without a shadow of a doubt, your son is not a puncher, don't tell this man to walk that man down. Don't tell him to take it to him. You know what I'm saying? Hey, son, stick to it. We came in with a game plan from day one. Continue to box him. Box circles around. He get inside. Hey, tie his ass up. You know what I'm saying? Let him be frustrated. Let him fight you. You know what I'm saying? Let him burn all that motherfucking energy. And you continue to take it to him. Land some good body shots. You know what I'm saying? Do your work downstairs. You know what I'm saying? Slow his ass down some. And continue to do your work, man. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? We come here with a game plan. Don't feed into the crowd booing. Don't feed into none of that shit. Keep look. We come here with this title. Looking at what walk away with it. We come in here with our O. Looking to leave with our O. You know what I'm saying? We ain't giving that shit to nobody. But he didn't stick to it. And like I said, the better man and the better team won on 420. That's that, man. So, with that being said, Emmy, don't nobody say that man is trash. Say that man is overrated. Say that man is garbage. Say he's done for now. Don't say none of that shit, man. Get that man a chance and opportunity to bounce back and to go out there and prove y'all that, look, he does belong here, which I feel like he do. And let that man go out there and do great things and continue to be great, man. With that being said, y'all know where we at. Y'all know how we coming. And y'all know what I do. You dig?
You are now listening to the Beyond the Gloves podcast. Subscribe now.
100-1, and you just pull off a massive upset. How did you do it?
God did. My heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, I give you all the glory. I couldn't do it without you. I love you so much. Come on, God. You really thought I was crazy? You got lost your whole mind. Ryan.
Hey, yo, is that that Mexican OT?
And y'all know I'm back, but it better be versus Bevel.
If you a member, throw the gang up.
Yeah.
I don't care if I get famous.
Yeah.
I'ma still be out here banging.
Yeah.
Bangers, staying dangerous. If you a member,
oh, and the Jaime Munguia versus Canelo.
Did a CAT scan at the doctor's. They say I got money on my brain. Got some lungs filled up with weed in my bladder filled up with drink. They say, oh, T-boy, your ass stink. Cause I walk in smelling like dank. Call my Glock Johnson, the AK Drake. I'ma shut down the engine and scratch off the paint.
And I'm out there, bitch.
Big Mochi. Yeah, Humongous. Yeah. Yeah. Now what the fuck going on, nigga? Stupid bitch, stupid bitch, stupid.
Yeah. Niggas see big bunch of grape, yeah, then they get nerves. That nigga with me, they jump out of skirts. Hopping out, run you down, nigga, we purge. In the trap with a pack, nigga, we serve. Dropped out of school, I was going with the move. I was still pulling up, shooting dice at curves. Man, had me a sack since the nigga tail chirp. Ever since I was 12, got me a sack, then I start, what? Work, 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 work.
I been on this shit my whole life, nigga, know what I'm talking about.
Work,
I been going hard, nigga.
Work, work, work,
work, work,
work, work, work. Y'all nigga back in the trap and don't work. Walk up in Gucci, give a fuck about a price tag. You know what, y'all nigga making a purchase. Trapping and rapping, I ain't doing no capping. Little nigga, you can buy you some bows or some verses. Ain't no nigga in the rap game, fuck a weed, big moves. You a nigga can be doing the verses.
To this day.
Gang back at Eastside, babies, we turn. Nigga playing, gang know the gang pull up in merch. Still
rocking
in water, no big moochie.
To this day.
From the back where I got on my ice, now I got these
squirts.
I choose on my wallet, my wrist be hurt. Rock don't you go baller, I don't
know what I'm talking about.
I got on virtual learning. Nigga see big moochie grape, yeah, then they get nerves. Nigga with me, they jump out of skirts. Hopping out, run you down, nigga, we purge. In the trap with a pack, nigga, we serve. Dropped out of school, I was going with the move. I was still pulling up, shooting dice at curves. Man, had me a sack since the nigga tail chirp. Ever since I was 12,
hey, this ain't a hard decision to make. It's Beyond the Gloves Podcast.